One of the main things that has been drilled into our heads during the COVID-19 outbreak is to maintain your hygiene at all times. You know, just the simple things like wearing your masks and washing your hands. But somehow, even those instructions seem too hard to follow for some people. Another thing that has been spreading faster than the virus is, of course, fake news, and when you combine being misinformed with selfishness, the results can be deadly. At least 46 people who attended the River of Grace Community Church in Jeonggi Province, South Korea, have been infected with the virus after the pastor sprayed saltwater into the mouth of the churchgoers under the false pretense that saltwater was effective in preventing the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The spraying was done during the church service, which was attended by at least 100 people. Yonhap News Agency reported that health officials reviewed a CCTV footage and found out that members of the church congregation had saltwater sprayed into their mouths repeatedly without being disinfected. South Korea on Monday reported 74 new cases of the coronavirus, rising the total number of cases to 8,236. Even though local authorities have urged local churches and other religious organizations to refrain from holding face-to-face worships, some churches have chosen to ignore those orders. All large-scale churches in Seongnam have suspended physical worship services, but the River of Grace Community Church had pushed ahead with its Sunday gathering for 2 weeks, despite protests from neighbors. The church's pastor, Kim, apologized for the mass infection that was caused. He added that he feels deeply sorry about what happened and will take full blame and responsibility for the unfortunate incident. Kim also said that he will be retiring once the crisis is over. It doesn't take much to be considerate, especially during these trying times. Obey the restriction protocols and stay home. Also read, South Korean church accused of spreading coronavirus for refusing treatment after testing positive. You have reached the end of this story.